Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Manicki for Dave Plyer, 720 WGN, 640 on a Friday night. Friday the 13th, he is a baseball historian, a doctor at SafeWorks Illinois, and co-author of Chili Dog MVP, the story of Dick Allen, the 72 White Sox, and a transforming Chicago. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here at 720 WGN. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks, Phil, for having me on tonight.
It's my pleasure to talk about my team. I'm telling you right now. Tell us about SafeWorks Illinois. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a occupational medicine specialist. I take care of multiple companies in downstate Illinois and Champaign. Do drug testing, take care of injured workers, and help keep people safe on the job. That's what I do.
Sounds good. And you got into baseball. Well, first of all, you're a Chicago guy. You went to Glenbard West High School, right?
That's correct.
You played baseball there.
I did.
And you went to some games in 72 as well. We'll get to that in a little bit. You're also a Chicago Black Sox expert. Tell us about that for a little bit.
Well, it's part of my baseball historian resume in that I was always fascinated by the story of the Black Sox, specifically George Buck Weaver, who was portrayed by John Cusack in the 1988 film Eight Men Out. And I really felt that he needed to be looked at by Major League Baseball and be vindicated for his role in the 1919 World Series. So I became very close to his family. And I led a campaign that began in 2003 to get him reinstated to Major League Baseball. We did a protest at the 2003 All-Star Game at U.S. Cellular Field that year. And it's something that I've worked on since then. Unfortunately, the new commissioner, Manfred, in 2015, you know, said he would not reopen the case. But I haven't given up my passion to see some justice restored.
Got it. Well, keep at that, please, because that's kind of an important thing. That whole situation, I mean, we could talk for hours on that by itself. You're also involved with the Chicago Baseball Museum, right?
Yes, yes. It's a project I started about 13, 14 years ago, basically online at the current time. But we've done a lot of events. We have a really good research base. We bought the personal papers and books from Jerome Holtzman, who was the first Major League Baseball historian. At the current time, it's still not built. Haven't given up. You got to have a lot of perseverance.
Good luck with that. Keep going with that as well. You got a lot on your plate here, man.
It's just fun stuff, Bill. You know, it's just fun stuff to do, and you know, it's a little different than being a doctor.
There you go. You teamed up with award-winning writer, journalist, producer, director, videographer John Owens to write this book. How did that come about? How did you two get hooked up?
Well, it's not our first project together. We've worked for a long time together. And he, you know, first became acquainted with me and 2003, 2004 with my Clear Buck project, and he was doing a documentary on Chicago baseball, baseball pastime in Chicago. And so he interviewed me with the documentary. We became close. We ended up doing a documentary on Buck O'Neill called Buck O'Neill and Black Baseball in Chicago that won a lot of awards. I ended up screening at the Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010. It's probably one of the best documentaries out there about Buck O'Neill, who's going to go in the Hall of Fame in July. And then John did some pieces on the Buck Weaver story. We did some stuff on William Beck Sr., trying to get him in the Hall of Fame, the first the Cubs president, the father of Bill Beck Jr. So we kind of continued to work this, and we actually started the book in some way in 2008 when we went to Cooperstown for Rich Goose Gossage's induction in the Hall of Fame, and we were there in the press conference, and I asked Scoots all about his time in Chicago, and we were supposed to see Dick Allen and Bruce Tanner, I mean, not Bruce Tanner, but Chuck Tanner, come in to the press and talk about the experience, but Dick couldn't stay, as I found out later, because he was kind of really down that he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. But that's kind of how the book started in 2008, with some of the seeds of the book.
Okay. We're going to talk about the book next. Hang on a little bit for us, Dr. Fletcher. More about Chili Dog MVP and the transforming of Chicago after one last check of the roads with Mary Vandeveld. 649, Phil Menicki in for Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. WGN Radio is turning 100 on May 19th, so be sure to tune in to Channel 9. Watch this special 100th documentary that we've put together. It looks at the station's past and present. 100 years of WGN Radio. Proud to say that. Wow. Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. on WGN TV, Channel 9. We've got our own beer as well. We'll talk more about that later. But we're with Dr. David J. Fletcher. He is the co-author of the Chili Dog MVP book, The Story of Dick Allen, the 72 White Sox, and Transforming Chicago. Doctor, thank you for joining us once again.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's paint a picture of what was going on in 1972 with the Chicago White Sox. They were not drawing fans. There were rumors about the team leaving to, at the time, it was either Denver, Toronto, or where else was it?
Milwaukee.
Because they didn't have teams at the time. They recently debuted their new red pinstriped uniforms, which is a fan favorite. Good stuff there, right?
And they certainly are, especially the authentic ones with a zipper, not buttons like the Sox did in 2012.
Right, exactly. And they made a few changes. They hired this 23-year-old to play the organ at games, Nancy Faust. That kind of changed things a little bit, didn't it?
It did. She got hired in 1970. Stu Holcomb hired her, and she was sort of, you know, one of the first great hire that Stu did. And then she ended up staying there for 41 years. And she's a major character in Chili Dog MVP because she ended up, you know, having such an impact on Chicago and baseball nationally for her changing the entertainment aspect of the game. But what most people don't realize is she's the one that invented walk-up music. In 1972, she played Jesus Christ Superstar when Dick Allen came to the bat, and she just felt it was appropriate. And that was the first time that she editorialized, situation in the game for a player. But, you know, she was the start of a change in the franchise to keep an American League charter team, a civic institution, to remain in Chicago.
Yes. And how many? 41 years, you said, right?
41 years.
Incredible. All right. We could talk like for hours about this next character, but we'll keep it to about a minute, okay? Harry Carey was hired not that long, right around the same time, right?
He was hired in 71. Mm-hmm. That's when he came. He had just left 1 year of a purgatory with Charlie Finley in Oakland, and he came 71, took a pay cut from with the type of money he was making in St. Louis, but he was smart enough to put a bonus clause in for a 10th, and that was the best thing he ever did financially and the best thing the Sox ever did.
The attendance went from just under 500,000, this is for the entire year, to over 800,000 fans for a season. And how much was his bonus? I saw this and I'm like, and this is 1972.
What was $1,000? And he used that money, and we actually have in the book, thanks to Grant DePorter from Harry Carey's stuff from Harry Carey's 1972 drinking diary, which he used the IRS.
This is brilliant, right?
It is.
He did that for the IRS, right? So he could write off drinking.
He did.
Unbelievable. The attendance, I think you might have dropped out there. The attendance bonus he got was $20,000. So that's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the reason why we're here, what the book is all about. Dick Allen. He had some ups and downs, had some problems, came to Chicago, And as you mentioned in the book, he himself said it was like the only place where he felt wanted. And who doesn't want that, right?
He said that many times, even in the last few months before he died in 2020, he talked about a lot of that to me, about how important that was for him, how he wishes he had started his career and ended his career in Chicago.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the title of the book, Chili Dog MVP. If you could please share the story of how that came about. I love this story.
Well, June 4th, 1972 was a doubleheader at Comiskey Park. It was a bat day. It was against the Yankees, just like the Sox are playing the Yankees tonight. And the Sox were, were 3.5 games out of first place. They had about 60,000 people show up at Comiskey Park to come to this event. Just a lot like Disco Demolition a few years later. They had to prevent about 8,000 fans outside the White Sox Park from getting in. Place was packed. The Sox won the first game of the doubleheader. Dick Allen even stole home the first game. Second game was the first time he was rested from the lineup. Chuck Tanner rested him, and owner John Allen was upset because his star venue was not in the lineup. And Chuck said, "Well, I'm just waiting for the right situation." And the right situation came up in the bottom of the ninth. The White Sox are losing 4-2. Bill Melton gets on with a walk. Mike Andrews comes up, and he was afraid he's getting a double play, gets a single. And so first and second, and bringing Sparky Lyle in from the bullpen. Meanwhile, Chuck Tanner goes to the clubhouse and has Rory Clark, the bat boy, find Dick. But Dick he couldn't find him right away, and finds out that Dick is sitting by the whirlpool eating a chili dog. And it's dribbling down all his uniform and able to come hit. And so he had to suddenly get a new jersey on and get ready to bat. And so he came on the situation, the game on the line, 1-1 count, Sparky Lyle threw him a slider, and he hit a rocket shot like a 2-iron to the left field that won the game. It was a signature moment for the 1972 White Sox. It was a signature moment for Dick. And it's forever kind of encapsulated in our title, Chili Dog MVP, because he won the MVP that year. It was a phenomenal season he had.
That's a great story. I love that story. We're just about out of time with Dr. David J. Fletcher, co-author of Chili Dog MVP, The Story of Dick Allen, the 72 White Sox, and a Transforming Chicago. It's from our good friends at Eckhart's Press. Where can you get the book, Doctor?
Well, Eckhart's Press, ordered online. It's also available at Amazon. The ebook, the Kindle version. So that's how you can find it. It's in some stores in Chicago.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Doctor. It's a great read. You need to check out this book. No question about it. Thank you once again, Doctor. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're very welcome.